drench. The start of are down by 17. 20 as we hit.
Lost the Bulldogs, took Quebec since, and it looks like a fired up one at the second, start the second half. And the Longhorns are moving from left to right. His white shorts, maroon trim and numbers. Right to left now. Inbound goes to number 5, Moonaxon. Back left to Bro. Puts up a, to Walker. Puts up a 3, no good. Rebound, Sachin. Sachin takes it, drives in, puts up a shot, and it's good. Now it's not in favor of the Bulldogs. Up, passes it right to Bro. Back middle to Munalal. 2 shots in Cummins foul on his layup.
Throw line. He's got 12. And he's trying to add to that total.
It's 40 to 20. And Mahanru's ball.
Bro. And Anwu on the floor in the third quarter.
The pass to Bro that got knocked ball headed towards the heading off Austin Bulldogs half. Left takes it right back to the down low to Mahanu. Jump starter, which is good. Bulldogs on top.
Tonight on a nice floating.
Now Patel for the Bulldogs. Mid range, no good. Bulldogs get his Munalal to get it, so it's going to be.
Yeah, first foul of the night by Xavier. And here come the Longhorns right at.
Shot up. He gets fouled for the Bulldogs. That's Kifomo.
No, I hear Patel. Well, 23 or 24. Javon walked off the mark. Kind of tough to tell because those guys sandwiched on there.
Absolutely. Oh, good, too, off the right iron. Kicks it out right to Scipio. And now it's 43-20. Pass midcourt, left to Walker. That's up, passes it right to Jackson. Jackson takes it left, passing 5 now in favor of the Bulldogs.
First three-pointer of the night for Rowe, and for Falvin as well.
Bulldogs takes it, passes it left to side, doubles it right, takes it down low, guarded by Walker, hits it. 25 in favor of the Bulldogs. It was Sachin who put that up, just and tried to put up a shot. Foul by. But he lines it up. 45-28 now in favor. Bulldogs inbound it. Patel passes it left to. He tries to pass it to Sipp. Goes to the Bulldogs. With 5 ball game. 45 for the Austin Bulldogs and 28 for the George Ranch Longhorns.
Live George Ranch all season long on GRI Radio by the Generosity and HS Athletic Booth sponsors. Our Maroon and Black sponsors and Mission Digital, our ABC Diamond sponsors, our Will Novo Athletics, Shane Light, Sawgrass Steakhouse, Andrew O'Neill and the O'Neill team, and a salute to our Maroon sponsors, Horton Construction, Next Level Urgent Care, and our White Level sponsor, sends a hearty Long George Ranch High School AV to be part of the ABC GRHSAC.com.
Back at George Ranch, high five for the Bulldogs. 20 George Ranch, the Longhorns with the ball. In the corner here, Corey Jackson with the three-pointer. No good. Off the near iron and into the hands of the Bulldogs.
Pio puts up a shot, but it's blocked by two. Ball's going to stay. Austin possession after the ball rolled out of ball.
That one, too, I was pretending. Yep. That half broadcast with Chit.
Yep. I think that's his fourth or fifth block on the night. So he's having a great night. He's a great shot blocker, but sometimes you get a little bit too aggressive. It looks like a goal team. Bulldogs have the ball. Number 1, Sachin. He has that top of the key. Guard. Sachin takes it left. Screen. Taking that's 28.
Back is 20.
Ball gets knocked away. Puts up a layup. It's good. Now it's 49-28. 49-31 in favor of the.
And you're listening to live Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS.
His takeaway, In-N-Out, as fat just can't wait. Rudy's Barbecue, the original.
Welcome back, everybody. iRadio, LC-only campus radio station at George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas.
He's Jack Green. I'm all of our tech nameless tonight. We've had hopefully they're receiving down by 18-40.
Bulldogs not letting their foot up the gas so far. Pass left to Rubric. Up at three. No good. Rebound falls to Walker. Takes it up. He's taking it up left. Waits. Looks. Back range. Ball's no good. 1-2.
Foul. He has three. We'll head back to the four tonight from the free throw line.
Lines up, takes a couple dribbles, shots on the way. No good and out. Takes a couple shots again. Chid tries to rebound. Ball to Xavier. Rebound. Scipio to the right to Patel. Puts up a three. Right four for the Longhorns. Stops, waits. Good. Double for the basketball. And the Bulldogs come up. Launching.
Sergeant Adelou Ogunsanya and got completed, and that's how he in the lineup.
Travel called on the Bulldog one. Now Broach gets a fast break by number two for the Ben Turner.
Foul whistled against number five, Jonah Rubueno, and he's Alvin Broach tonight. That's 17.
Coach Henry in the air a little bit right now. Now, Bro lines up, throw, takes a couple, dribbles it a little bit, puts it up. The front iron, rebound to Ogasanya, who passes it to Chiakwulu. It's called. That's another turnover for the Bulldogs.
Longhorns with a dozen turnovers tonight. Five for the pointed out. That second, they had turnovers in the court. They're undoing.
A lot, but there the Longhorns put in a trap. They got the ball going the other way. Now they're on basket. It's a Bro taking it up the middle of the floor. Looks around. Daddy right to Jackson. Gets a screen from O'Connor. Bulldogs drives right. Kicks it up.
Longhorn fans. Patella points through quarters and hasn't scored.
Ball's Jackson for three, which is good. 49-35. Leads down to 14. This trap is working a little bit for the Longhorns. Ball's up to Turner. Tries to drive in on Chiakwulu. Rebound to Turner. Looks around. Passes it back to Sachin. Sachin at the top of the key. Guarded by Dowdy. Takes a couple pivots. Passes it right to Patel. Stops. Patel still with the ball. Takes it right. Guarded by Bro. Passes it to number 10, Armin. Armin takes it. Gets it stripped by Jackson. Longhorns taking it the other way. Jackson puts up the layup. 49-37. Momentum starting to shift now in favor of the Longhorns.
The lead's been as tall as the Longhorns make at the end of the third. Number four, you're listening to
Live Georgia U all season long on generosity and support of the following sponsors, RX and Mission Digital, our Aver Equipment, O Athletics, Shane Lee at Elon Realty, Steakhouse, Audra O'Neill and the O'Neill Realist Team, and Iris Lewis with NRL Mortgage. GRHSI Radio would also like to thank our platinum sponsor, Construction, Next Level, Pearl Dynasty, White Level sponsor, Garrett Boyd, Orthodontist. GRHSI Radio extends a hearty Longhorn salute to all of our George Ranch High School ABC sponsors. Would you like to be part of the ABC team? Go to GRHSABC.com.
Everybody, thanks, Bob Riley. Heading into quarter number four, Longhorns down by 12, 49-37. The lead's been as high as 21. The Longhorns put a run there to end.
Sachin's taking the ball up. Bucks takes it right. Guarded close, takes it left, passes to Scipio. Jackson passes Scipio again. Scipio guarded by Bro, takes it right, gets it to Patel. There's a three-man offense right now for the Bulldogs. Scipio, Patel. Patel at top of the key, left to Rubueno, guarded by Dowdy. Takes it inside. Scipio. Scipio takes it inside, takes it outside, back out to. No clock here in UI. Patel throws it around, passes it left to Scipio, passes it to Patel. Inside, stops, passes it out to Rubueno. No shot clock. Does he get it to Sachin? He gets it back. Sachin takes it inside, gets by Dowdy, and they call a quick jump ball there. And
Turnover number 8 for the Bulldogs with a dozen. Longhorns outscored to pull within.
Now Corey Jackson has it on the right for the Longhorns, waiting around. Kicks it to Ogasanya, out to Doughty on the left. Jack Rowe puts up a three. Rebound to Sachin. I expect to see more weave possession type battle from the Bulldogs trying to drain this. Puts up a layup and is fouled by it. Looks like it was Doughty with the put.
Personal foul number one on Connor. The call for the. He didn't get that. That first one hits off the.
Doughty's checking out in favor of Munial. Mahanru. Sachin puts up his second on to Mahanru. Munial's taking it up the floor now. Kicks it left of the key. He puts up a layup. Number there, but the referee's going to give it. Patel has the ball deep in his own end. Jackson steals the ball, but they call a foul on him. Number on trying to get the ball from Scipio, they call a foul. And it's 49-39 in favor of the Bulldogs.
Wow. Hands over there by Corey Jackson, but I think he braced himself on the back of Scipio trying to get that ball, and they called a foul. That was the first on Corey.
Try to put up a layup just now, swatted away.
Left in the game, and if you believe in momentum, it's definitely swung towards George Ranch the latter part of the third quarter and now into the fourth.
Absolutely. Inbound goes to Xavier for the ball on the edge. Dribbles it inside, puts up a layup. Rebound falls to Munala on the left side. Downloaded right to Chakulans. Chakulans, that's a three-point play.
Ball whistled against Sachin, his first, and Chichiakwalu with 13 points tonight.
He's also trying to cut it down to us. Now it's, he cut it down to a 7-point game.
Hate to blur this, but the lead has been as high as 21 before George Ranch made its run.
Kick out to Robreno, puts up a three, hits it. That's a big one. Leads back up to 10 for left to go in the fourth quarter. Coach Henry's called a timeout. You're listening.
Why are innovation of the day? Because they students important life lessons like teamwork and perseverance. School sports are so much more game. They're about developing students' education.
Encourage your student to the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports, Texas. This message presented by the UIL and
Jack Green, Tom. George Ranch High School. That only lasted about before Bugs with George Ranch. 5-3 in this fourth, whittled a 21-point.
Hopefully doable for the Longhorns, but against an obviously top, even if Austin Bulldog team. Very many players tonight. It's been, Longhorns have been subbing in and out. Alley-oop now to Chin, to Chin. Trap, Longhorns. Break it, Scipio on the left. Back out to Sachin, has it right. Passes it to Patel. Looks like we're going for this weave possession offense again that the Bulldogs were instituting at the start of the second half. And a foul is called on Mahanru for a push.
It is personal foul three for Gabe.
Go inbounds it to Sachin. Sachin at the half court line. Thinks better of it. Passes it down to Xavier. It's 54-4. Bro takes it up half court. Passes it left to Munalal. Back center to passes it to Munalal. Bro baseline. Puts it up. Good. Long. Rebound to Patel. Patel passes it right to Robreno. Nothing but air there. That was it. They're saying it's going to be Austin basketball under the George Red. For the Bulldogs. Man Sachin guarded by Jackson. Back out to Patel. Patel dribbles in, dribbles out. Passes it to number one. Now Patel has it again. Top of the key. Passes it right to Scipio. Takes it to the top of the key. Ball gets poked away. Sachin takes it up again. Puts up a jumper. In, out, out. Bulldogs get the rebound, but missed their second putback attempt. For Jackson. Tries to get down low. Ball gets stolen away.
He thought he saw, but into about bugs there in the lane.
Coach, I don't know if that was the case. It was certainly an odd pass right there in that situation.
Rowe, his third. And court, Sachin with the basketball pick.
Sachin dribbles in the circle. Guarded by Jackson. Tries to put up a layup. No good. Rebound to Chiaquilu. 54-44 now. Munalal. Gabe puts up a layup. 54-46. 3 left to go in the ball game. Coach Henry calls a timeout. You're listening to GRHS iRadio.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Matt. I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, we'll be running stairs, so going to focus on develop, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on, off the court. We develop those things by getting comfortable, confidence necessary to adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. Team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Just winding down. George Ranch has whittled the lead down for 43 left.
It's a point lead down. It's an even bigger achievement to cut inbound for Patel. It's a trap again by the... Passes it right back across to Sachin. Comes to break the press. Guarded close. Have it going the other way. Ball sets up outside. Passes it down low. Trail going the other way for Lep. Wow, that was cool.
Gabriel Mahanwu's fourth personal points, all scored. Georgie, tremendous comeback. Bad. Good start to this fourth.
Second free throw. Longhorns have that. The Chiakwulu gets it back to Chiakwulu again. The three-pointer. Mahanwu. That's good.
And in a floor, we'll take it. City basketball. Then the Fort Bend area high school sports has $9 a month, 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the online edition at no extra cost. The high school sports, Herald's sports page. Pay online to your subscription. In the Fort Bend Herald by call 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald.
Welcome back, everybody, to live George Ranch High School ball on GRHS iRadio. Elsa Ranch High School in Richmond.
Bob, 55-49.
5 left to go in the game. Still trying to break the trap here. Let's have set. Get it out. Gets it out the O. Minute 15 left in the ball. Long pass to Rubino down the left side, and a foul's called on 25. And that is Osakwe with the foul.
Yeah, Michael Osakwe, one of six seniors celebrating senior night. He's in the lineup for George Ranch. And at the free throw line is Jonah Robleno with 7 points tonight.
Minute 11, folks. 56-40. Jackson Osakwe. The Bulldogs, they don't even have someone in their left for this rebound. Robleno lines it up. Second is good. 57. Minute 11 to go. Jackson inbounds it. Moonalong gets double teamed at the top.
That's Brennan Williams picking up his.
Jackson inbounds it to Moonalong, who takes it. Passes it down low to Mahanwu. Bro puts up a three. Blue with the rebound. Out to Moonalong. 50 football guarded. Needs to get it out quick. Is it to pass to Jackson? Puts up a three. That's short. 10 seconds to go in the ball game. 50 Scipio passes it left to Patel. Tries to get it to number two. He does. Two breaks. Passes it to Scipio. Fouls called on number three, Corey Jackson.
Corey picks up his second for Scipio with a couple baskets in the throw here in the fourth and nails that one.
58-49, Bulldogs on top.
2 for 3 now for Scipio with one more free throw to go. It's up and no good. Rims in and out.
Rebound to Conley. Gets it poked away. Patel ends up with it. Passes it left to Scipio, who takes it and is fouled by Conley with 12 seconds on the ball there.
Scipio back to the free throw line. 2 for 4 tonight to go with... couple baskets. Gets that first one.
The seniors are checked in for both teams here with 24 seconds to go. Bro, Jackson, Moonalaw subbing out. Scipio puts up his second. Rims out. Rebound to Chakwulu. Passes it to Harris. Carson Harris taking it up the floor and gets fouled by number 11 for the Bulldogs, Brennan Williams.
Personal foul number two on Brennan Williams. Carson Harris trying to move the ball up quickly. And he was wrapped up as soon as he got into the forecourt here.
Chakwulu subs out in favor of Connor Doughty. Carson Harris takes it up. Puts up a three. No good. Brian Henry with the rebound. Into Asakwe. Up to Carson Harris. Brian Henry for three. And that's it. 59-52. Ball game's going to end, folks.
Hey, we got a... Brian Henry Jr. came and left his feet, grabbed the ball, and threw it back over his head to get it back in bounds. Three-point play or for him to end his match as a senior by a great play out of bounds.
By Brian Henry Jr. That was the most hustle that's been shown of teams. The feet hit a big three. So,
quick commercial here, and then we'll be back to wrap up from George Ranch. Final score again, Austin Bulldogs 59. And the Longhorns 52. We'll be right back.
Timeout.
Hi. Remember, the winning will take itself. We just have to get everyone.
In Interscholastic Sports, we celebrate in the pursuit of a common goal. Everyone in the huddle and in the community. UIL and the Texas.
Live George Ranch High School Athletics are brought also by the Generosity Athletic Booster Club sponsors are Greg Harris and Mission Digidiamond level sponsors are Fire Equipment, First Colony Aquatics and Rehab, Shane Light, Michelle Pump Realty, Saltgrass NRL Mortgage, our platinum sponsor, Pearl Dynasty, SI Radio, extends all of our George Ranch High School. Would you like to be part of the...
All right, we'll wrap this one up. Austin Bulldog 59 and George 52. Long quarter, their biggest run, but got into and weren't able to that 1 point deficit out. Brian Henry, George Ranch.
No, just the amount came out of that play. George Ranch Longhorns all season, even in the last game, they were down, but they managed to fight back 14 of those points. I don't think that the Longhorns need to hang their heads at all. I think that they can build on this season. I know that the seniors can back at the time at George Ranch with pride on how they played.
Jed Chiaquilu, the only Longhorn scorer in double figures, he finished with 16, 7 each for Bro and Corey Jackson, 5 for Javon Walker, 9 for Gabe Mahan, Brian Henry Jr., Caden Munalal, both 3 pointers there, Carson Harris with a basket, and 5 points Javon Walker, that's the 52 scored there. 16 of the Longhorns fourth quarters. 9 points for and 3 points Jordan Turner, Ikefuma by the Austin Bulldog. 59, Longhorns 52. Mike Green, nice job, sir, over the last several games with us. And we look forward to in soccer, softball along the way.
Absolutely. Yes, I hope you guys at home the way I want to touch on the George Ranch basketball. Finished at 500. Oh, yeah, they did. They finished at 500 overall, 17-12, but there were some great games in there. And the players of George Ranch have a lot to show. Looking forward to do even better next
year. Austin, 59.
You've been listening to Live Long.